SA-91 Low Energy Nuclear Reactors and Energy from Spacetime. Many of the Unified Field Theory papers of ECE deal with energy from spacetime. I went into this subject in order to try to help researchers in that area who were looking for an explanation of their findings and asked me to provide explanations. At about the same time, I was appointed a civilist pensioner on February 29th, 2005. And I was asked by civilians at the United States Navy in Florida to explain results demonstrated to them by Alex Hill and his colleagues. The Navy personnel were very impressed, especially by the existence of a giant resonance, a sharp peak in voltage that seemed to come from nowhere and disproved the standard model of physics entirely. So I came up with the now well-known theory of spin connection resonance, SCR, using the ECE field equations. Later, this theory was developed considerably by Horst Eckert and Douglas Lindstrom and uses Euler-Bernoulli amplification of a small driving force. The Euler-Bernoulli structure results from the presence of the spin connection term, so the latter explains the resonance. In the standard model, there is no spin connection and no resonance. Recently, the Alex Hill devices have been sold to Fortune 50 companies in Mexico, and the demand for them is greater than the rate of production. They have also been tested by several independent laboratories, including the Central Laboratory of the Mexican Electric Power System that supplies the entire country with electricity. These Fortune 50 companies include General Electric, Toyota, Microsoft, Dell, Apple, IBM, Intel, BP, Exxon, Mobil, Samsung, Honda, Sony, Toyota, Siemens, Dow and others. So the Fortune 50 companies who use the Alex Hill devices effectively disprove the standard model of physics all the time in a routine industrial manner. The ECE theory dared to go well beyond the standard model and explains these devices in a plausible way. Personnel from nearly all these companies regularly study the AIAS.us site. So the standard model of physics is regarded by leading industry as entirely obsolete, and energy from spacetime is used routinely in industry. Some aspects of conservative academia still argue that the world is flat and that the routinely used energy does not exist, even though it does exist. I do not make any money out of any of my activities on behalf of the new industrial revolution. I am not a paid agent of any Fortune 50 corporation. Alex Hill and one or more of his companies may allow observers of a plant in action. Recently, I was asked to come up with a plausible theory of low-energy nuclear reactors, LENR, and this appeared in UFT 226 to UFT 231 with Horst Eckert and Douglas Lindstrom. The theory was built on a combination of ordinary quantum tunneling theory with a mechanism for input of energy from spacetime. For a long time, I regarded cold fusion, as LENR used to be known, with reasonable caution, because there seemed to be a lack of agreement that went on endlessly. The data could not be reproduced and so on. However, there have been many replications recently, and it is thought that commercial devices will be on the market soon. These include ECAT, the Rossi reactors, reactors made by the Brueggemann company, and so on. One site claims that there have been 17,000 replications of LENR or cold fusion, while other sites still try to claim that it does not exist. The ordinary Schrödinger equation goes a long way towards explaining the way in which the Coulomb barrier can be dealt with by tunneling. but the ECE theory adds energy from space-time in a way that the standard Schrödinger equation cannot deal with. So a combination of quantum tunneling and energy from space-time may be an easy answer to how Lena works. There's no doubt that it works. There's no horse hidden in the boot or trunk of a horseless carriage. That is all I claim, a plausible explanation. Quantitative work will require supercomputers and quantitative modeling, both of the Alex Hill devices and of Lena. There's already a large amount of work in that direction in Lena. I was the only senior scientist to support the early Alex Hill devices, so I was predictably attacked by the ultra-conservatives and their loony fringe. There were underhand attempts to remove my syphilis pension. These were brushed aside by the British government. My syphilis pension is £2,400 a year and a high honour directly from Head of State Elizabeth II. A pension once given is never removed. All that is a distant past now, so perhaps I will be forgiven for being satisfied with a job well done. There's no point in continued personal animosity when these devices are already working routinely. Several senior scientists have accepted Eliana, and that is by now well established. So those who continue to deny it are denying nature. In recent advances in UFT 3.11, the circuit devised by Osamu Ide has been replicated and described exactly by ECE theory. There is no doubt that that circuit is trapping energy from space-time. Osamu Ide is now working on a kilowatt domestic generator. The only theory able to describe it is ECE. The standard model fails completely. So by Baconian principles of science, ECE is the new theory of electrodynamics and indeed a unified field theory.